The 93rd Academy Awards take place this Sunday, and among the Oscar hopefuls this year is the Kilkenny-based Cartoon Saloon. Their feature film, Wolfwalkers, an action-adventure about a young hunter and a girl who walks with wolves, is nominated in the Best Animated Feature category. It's Cartoon Saloon's fifth Oscar nomination. Critics are predicting it'll be a race between Wolfwalkers and Pixar's fantasy Soul. Wolfwalkers screenwriter Will Collins will talk to us in just a moment, but first, a flavour of the film.
She's one of them wolf walkers.
Wolf walkers?
The ones that can talk to wolves with some wild magic.
You can come out now.
We can smell ya, you stink.
You're a wolf walker.
You're a wolf when you sleep.
What?
A girl when you're awake.
Robin, something's happened to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's flipping great.
You're a wolf now. Be a wolf.
Well, now we can talk to Wolf Walkers screenwriter Will Collins. A very good afternoon to you, Will, and thanks for taking the time out to talk to us. We were just saying in the office earlier, listening to the even the sound there just evokes for us the wonderful experience of sitting in the darkened cinema waiting for the screen to animate in front of us. We're all so much looking forward to getting back to that. But congratulations on yet another Oscar nomination for Cartoon Saloon. And it's, we're told, between yourselves and Soul, perhaps. Is that the way you see it?
Well, I suppose, Brian, well, thanks for having me. Well, according to the bookies, we're the second favourite. And I think, you know, if you were to look at, we had the Annie's Awards last Friday, which are basically like the Oscars for animation, and they're held in Los Angeles. We had 10 nominations and we got 5 wins out of that, which is fairly indicative of the acclaim that the film has been getting and appreciation that all the team have gotten from the animation industry, you know, worldwide, from the big guns over in the US. So but unfortunately, I think personally, I think Soul is going to win it because, you know, the demographic of the Oscar voter, there's about 80,000 Oscar voters, and the likelihood of us, of them actually have seen Wolfwalkers, you know, versus Soul is probably not in our favour, I don't think.
Well, I think the point has been made by some commentators that, you know, every year that Pixar have an animated feature and they're nominated, they win. And nobody really has broken through that yet.
Anytime. There's only twice in the last 18 years that they haven't. And that's because they didn't have a film in the race. It's a very difficult one to win, because in actual fact, you're not just competing against Pixar, you're competing against the entire organization of Disney, which is a multi-billion dollar organization. And Cartoon Saloon is a much smaller company based in Kilkenny. But the pride that we're taking from it is that when I started my journey with Cartoon Saloon, you know, 13, 14 years ago, we were looking up to Pixar and the movies coming out of Pixar and aspiring to one day match their quality. And now we kind of feel that we've made a film that kind of stands, you know, shoulder to shoulder with them. So we're incredibly proud of that feat.
I'm told that the draft for Wolfwalkers went through, is it nine different versions?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I started in 2013, and the process of making animated film is very iterative and collaborative. So, again, we wanted to really do the very best we could. We probably could have stopped at 5 and made that film at 5, but thankfully, like, you know, we had the budget, thanks to Apple, to be able to push on and kind of go the extra mile with the story and the script. So I was working on it for, you know, the best part of 5 years, really.
Yeah.
But I think it pays off really at the end.
And it's very much rooted in Irish mythology, Irish history, and in fact, in what was happening around this time, you know, right there in Kilkenny. It's very, very local in its focus.
Absolutely. It's set in 1650 and a kind of a boiling point in Irish history when the Cromwellian invasion was happening here. And, you know, it was all kind of happening in Kilkenny at that particular point. So the what I love about it is that we're illustrating a part of Irish history that probably hasn't been seen in cinema before. And not only that, but we're telling a family-friendly film and maybe engaging ourselves with with not so much an overlooked, but, you know, basically reinvigorating that part of our history and keeping it alive for the next generation to come. So,
Well, listen, once again, congratulations on the nomination. Enjoy the awards, and we'll keep our fingers crossed here for you, Will. We'll definitely be doing
thanks,
that.
Brian.
All right. Listen, great to talk to you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon.